Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
more with Wingtip Sloat. It's starting to feel like when they were on the road back in the 90s.
Pat and I used to share the drive and...
Yeah, and you were always telling me to get ready. How come?
You didn't look ready, so I wanted you to get ready.
Maybe because we might have to pull off the highway at any moment. You almost made me wreck that one time trying to get into that store.
Oh, that was an amazing store. Man, I had to get in that store right away. I mean, I needed something.
What did you need so badly?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't been in there yet.
Okay, Patrick, you ready for part three of Wingtip Sloat?
I think it's about time to get to part three.
Did you enjoy playing the Potbelly?
Yeah, it was great. Okay. It was fantastic.
Good.
Sometimes people were getting like ice and drinks
right
during
next to
some
you.
Yeah, quiet moments. Yeah, texture
That's
is
okay.
what we're about. But hey, it's cool,
right.
man. Yeah, they were thirsty and hungry.
So. And let's thank the other two guys in the band, Andy.
Andy Dubuque.
And...
The Bish. Dave
Bish.
Bishop. Yeah.
Yes. That was great. And thanks to everyone who came out.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful to see everyone, and thanks.
Next time, we got to get one of those, what are those clip-on mics called? Lavaliers for the Bish? Yeah, because he was playing, like, Mattel basketball.
Yeah, he was.
Reading a book.
Okay, so you're going to hear part three of the interview. Somebody got up on stage and talked a little bit about your band, a fan, a young fan. That was really cool.
Toast,
you're
going to
hear that.
Toast.
Yep, and then you guys play us out, right? So there you go.
Such as it is. Yeah. Thanks to Potbelly. Thanks to John and everybody that had us. It was really fun. And I think let's, you know, hope this is the first step in a long relationship with live music at Potbelly. Like weird live music, though. I'm not saying like, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll see. It'll be a mix of things, perhaps.
Yeah.
You're thinking like sitars, maybe, and
maybe like
bagpipes.
A young Sonic Youth. Or
okay.
Something.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. This is it. Part three. Thanks for listening and enjoy it.
So, funny thing here I noticed with Patrick. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but they sound great. First of all, let me state that again. But you kind of have this rehearsal thing going where you look at the drummer when you're playing. Because when you rehearse in a basement, you're staying like in a circle.
Just like this.
Yeah, right.
It's been 20 years.
You need to, you know, face the audience, don't you think?
No, I don't know if I ever have, though.
That's the way we did in the 90s.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mostly.
All right, so real quickly here. So tell everybody here, tell the listeners on the podcast about the new album.
All right, so we had a long period of time.
Yep.
So the new songs started coming together recording-wise about 3 or 4 years ago. We got some better recording equipment. We were actually able to record stuff and work with it. The songs are as old as 12 years old on the Purgeon Swell record. So some of them have been around. Some of them are just a couple years old.
Yep. And Andy records, mixes, masters, produces
all of it.
Pretty much everything down in his basement, right off of
I've
his
been
software.
There.
Yeah, you've been there.
I participated a little bit.
And I will have to say, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Linehan does appear on the album on the Purge as well. He's on the first track, Porch Song, playing the trombone solo. So let's have a hand for everybody for Jim.
Jim was invited to bring the trombone today. He opted not to.
We gave him two warm-up takes, then we recorded it.
No, so the funny story about that is I hadn't played the trombone in at least 25 years. Patrick asked me to play on
Which
this.
Which is perfect for us.
Yeah. So Patrick asked me to play on this song. He gives me the track as it's recorded. It says, just come up with something in this 30-second or whatever it was period. And so I put it on the stereo and it's down in the basement. I was kind of work up a little part and everything, and I kept playing it. And then I asked my wife, I came upstairs, I said, how'd that sound? And she goes, that was you playing? I thought that was our middle school son practicing for his band. So yeah, so you got middle school level trombone on that right there. Yeah.
We were actually, I think we figured this out, right, Andy? We were like trying to play that again, and we were like, oh, the reason we had Jim come in is because we couldn't write an ending, and we just figured we'll just put the trombone on the end, and that'll be the ending of the song. Yeah. So thank you very much, sir.
I'm happy that it's down low in the mix, but I want to say that the thing I'm impressed though with Andy, when you guys listen to this record, there's a lot of it's dense. You know, you have a lot of interesting little pieces that you put in the mix that you transition in and out of, little bits and samples and cuts. And
yep.
I know you're not cutting tape anymore, so yeah. It's probably easier to do these days than it used to be. But, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Like, what are you trying to accomplish here besides just getting the songs down?
Just like you said, I'm just trying to get everything in where it belongs into the mix. These guys gave me a nickname. The nickname is B-Nagget.
Big Nagget.
When I put on my little B-Nagget, you had to experience that when you came here to play trombone, because I get a little bossy sometimes because I want to get...
Oh, yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Andy, I think I can relate.
But... No, it's great. Yes, the technology is better. It's easier to manipulate things. These guys, we have a famous old story that involves one of our old friends, Brad, where we'd record a bunch of stuff and there'd be a lot of extra noise in the background, and they'll make a lot of noise in the background and then they'll just be like, "Oh, you can mix that out." I'm like, "Yeah." Sometimes you leave it in.
Now, with all the records you guys have done, you have. How many official albums? Three, four, something
like
that?
This is our third official full-length album.
Third official, yeah.
And we have three singles that came out.
If you count the CD, it's four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And several cassette tapes.
But yeah, you did singles, you have some cassettes, all of that. Was all that stuff self-recorded? Did you ever work in a studio or, you know, work with Daniel Lanois or anything like that? Or,
no. We had a recording session at Inner Ear Studio, which was very interesting.
Yeah. We went in there with Jeff Turner from the band Grey Matter and recorded... what was it, Brad? Four or five songs? Brad was in the band then.
Yeah.
Bob Howe and three other ones, right? I think. Yeah. Four songs.
Okay.
I don't know. It didn't really suit us, I don't think, to sound like our... You could really tell what our stuff sounded like. And
yeah, that was too odd.
Yeah. I didn't know what the heck to do with it.
Yeah. It was very disorienting. So we vowed to stay down in the basement. And we recorded a lot of stuff on an old Tascam 4-track recorder. Nicknamed Satan.
So we have there's some younger fans here of Wingtip Float. And actually, thank you for coming out. Yes, thank
Toast
you.
Goes.
Thank you, fan. But I wrote this earlier. I wrote this question not knowing these young fans would be here.
Neither
and
did
this,
we.
This is true. It's in pens on this paper. Yeah. I said, have you ever stopped to consider all the young musicians today who got their inspiration from Wingtip Float?
No, we haven't ever stopped to consider that.
We're sorry?
Yeah. But it's possible, you know. There is a subreddit going around about Wingtip Sloat's new album. No, there's not, actually.
Yeah.
I wish there was. But if anybody wants to start.
Okay, come on. Somebody has a story. But
I teach at Marshall High School. And I'm always trying to teach the students about their history. And Wingtip Sloat is an integral part of that history. And I told a student who's deep into indie rock, I'm always trying to turn students on to different cool stuff, and I said, you like Pavement, you'll like Wingtip Sloat. So in that period, so nowadays, I don't know if, the school's a little different. Kids just listen to their iPods all throughout the lecture. So this kid just listened to the Wingtip Sloat Chewy Foot record, and she said, is better than Pavement.
Wow.
You got that money, right?
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Toast Ghost.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
People call me Math.
Toast Ghost and...
There you go. We actually have Toast Ghost merch, but we don't have Wingtip Sloat merch.
That's the most Wingtip Sloat thing ever.
Yeah. Okay, so...
we have no merch.
Is. Well, that's what I was saying. So do that real quick. Plug the record. Where can people buy the new record?
People can buy the record at VHF. records.com
VHF
records.com
mm-hmm.
And I think it's available on Bandcamp as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can stream it and download it on Bandcamp, and you probably can order the vinyl there or the CD. And it comes with a download code. If you buy the vinyl, you do get the download code to get the digital
does
version.
Anybody download the music anymore? You can stream it on the streaming places
right? Not?
But buy the record, people. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you, guys. If we had some, we could have sold it.
Vinyl's coming back.
But go to those places and buy the record. And
we'll talk about
this. This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm hoping that everyone will listen to this podcast when it's out in a couple of weeks. Yes?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for your tepid support.
We do not have a website.
Normally,
we do have a Twitter account, and we have a Facebook. Yeah. We do have a Facebook and Twitter. Dave does the Twitter. For those of you who follow us on the Twitter, it's awesome. It's the Bish, man.
At Wingtip Slope.
At Wingtip Slope. Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know about our Facebook. It's probably just Wingtip Slope.
Wingtip Slope.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So all those places.
Yep.
And then other than these episodes, you can hear Patrick and me ramble on about other people's music in an inane fashion.
Right.
And you do that by going to suburbspod.com, or you can find Rock in the Suburbs on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Play or Mixtapes or all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
And you can call the Suburban Party Line.
612-440.
They love
1984.
That. They love when you leave.
I don't. Yeah. Should we ask people how often they should listen to Rock in the Suburbs? All right. Well, at least
thank
we got
folks.
That. I want to thank Kevin Goff for doing the Facebook
thank
Live
you,
on this show. You guys are global, just so
all
you
right.
know.
Cool.
And also Nick Scalera for
thank
monitoring the audio recording over here.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a great job. Anybody else to thank? And thank John Beckley
John
for setting this up.
From Potbelly.
Potbelly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks to Potbelly.
Thank you all
thanks,
guys that are working at Potbelly. You're really nice to us. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so we're going to play out now with some more Sloat.
We're going to play and keep ordering rounds of subs and food, and we'll keep going as long as you guys are still eating. How late do they open here, Bish? 9? 10 o'clock. All right, so strap in.
I've got a nap.
Okay.
Scheduled.
And he's got a nap. We're going to play a song from the new album. It's called Stars Bailed Out. Thanks, you guys.
That one either. But.
That song is actually on the record and the CD.
It's on both. It's on both.
That's it.
Track 15.
I don't know. We're going to go back to 1991 now, ladies and gentlemen. Wish us luck.
Yeah, this is back to the 90s? Sorry, young folks. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Do we want to hear one more? They have one more song in them.
Yeah, this is great because I can use my music stand. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play one more. It's about the weather.
I wouldn't let him use it till the last one.
I better tune, though. Did we ever get an encore before? Might be our first
encore. Not that I'm aware of, yeah. No. Maybe in Boston, the Middle East, possibly.
This is a song about that was written a long time ago about the weather and a weatherman. And it does appear on our CD, Wingtip Sloat's Lost Decade, along with covers on that one from Bob Dylan. Wire, thank you. Bell and Sebastian.
Lyrics by Steve Healy.
Yep, some lyrics by Steve Healy. Skinner? No, I don't think so. Give Me Back My Bullets. Is that on there?
No, it's not on there.
Jethro Tull. Okay.
This is also inspired by Nick Lowe and Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Here you go.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Thank you very much. Thanks to Potbelly folks.
See you in 20 years.